In wedding ministry, officiants will sometimes receive requests that require careful discernment. A couple may ask for a ritual you do not understand. They may want language that sounds spiritual but not Christian. They may ask you to include a deceased relative as if that person is spiritually present. They may want vows that are funny but not serious. They may want a ceremony that avoids any mention of covenant, God, scripture, or lifelong faithfulness. They may want you to say something that is emotionally powerful but not true. In those moments, the Christian officiant needs three ministry skills: adapt, reframe, decline. First, adapt when the request is basically good and can fit within Christian ceremony meaning. For example, a couple may want to include children in a blended family ceremony. You can adapt that request by creating a family prayer or a simple blessing. You do not need to make the children take marriage-like vows. You can honor them without placing adult covenant weight on them. Second, reframe when the request has some good desire but needs Christian correction. A couple may say, "We want the ceremony to celebrate that we define love for ourselves." You might respond, "I love that you want the ceremony to be personal. In a Christian wedding, we can honor your story while also grounding love in God's design, scripture, and covenant promises." That is a reframe. You are not attacking the couple. You are shepherding the meaning. A couple may want a memorial moment that says, "Grandma is here with us today." You might reframe, "We can certainly honor your grandmother's memory and give thanks for her influence." I would be more comfortable saying, "We remember with gratitude those who helped shape your lives." Third, decline when the request would make you speak falsely, violate scripture, confuse Christian marriage, expose private pain, or cross your ministry conscience. A Christian officiant should not say what is not true, do not invent details, do not flatter what needs formation, do not call danger beautiful, do not use ceremony language to cover coercion, addiction crisis, abuse, serious instability, or unresolved fear. Do not allow AI, family pressure, venue expectations, or wedding industry trends to override Christian discernment. This is especially important for chaplains and life coach ministers. A chaplain may be asked to perform a brief ceremony in a hospital, hospice, correctional setting, or military context. A chaplain wedding ceremony may be brief, but it must never be careless. Capacity, consent, policy, documentation, and spiritual clarity matter. A life coach minister or romance officiant may help couples clarify values, vows, goals, and communication patterns. But coaching must never cover over danger, coercion, or unresolved crisis. Christian philosophy helps us avoid reductionism. A ceremony request may sound romantic, but romance is not the only aspect of marriage. We must also consider truth, law, embodiment, family, public witness, ethics, faith, history, and covenant. Ministry Sciences helps us notice how systems, roles, words, and timing shape trust. A calm officiant can often guide a difficult request without creating conflict. A helpful response might be, "I hear why that matters to you. My role as a Christian wedding officiant is to help you design a ceremony that is personal, truthful, and faithful to Christian marriage. I think we can honor the heart of your request, but I would like to adjust the wording so it fits scripture and covenant." That sentence is warm and clear. Remember, the officiant is not a ceremony performer. The officiant is a Christian witness. Adapt what can be adapted, reframe what can be redeemed, decline what cannot be spoken faithfully. That is how personalization remains under scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ.